AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden will be speaking soon from the White House about Afghanistan. Thousands rushed to the airport in Kabul to try to get out. At least seven people were killed there. The AP Sagar Magani reports there are comparisons to the end of the Vietnam War.
Saigon, 1975. Helicopters lifted thousands of Americans and Vietnamese allies out of the city in an enduring symbol of U.S. defeat. 46 years later, a similar scene's unfolding in Kabul. But Secretary of State Tony Blinken rejects the comparison, saying this is manifestly not Saigon. GOP Congressman Adam Kinzinger, an Afghan war vet, agrees.
This is going to make Saigon look like Disney World in comparison.
Noting thousands of Afghan civilians crowding the airport tarmac, some so desperate to escape the Taliban, they held onto a military jet as it took off and fell to their deaths. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says flights in and out of Kabul are on hold and more help is arriving.
We will continue to expand our security presence as needed. And to that end, the secretary has authorized today the immediate deployment to Kabul of the 3rd Battalion of the 82nd Airborne Division, their brigade combat team that was headed to Kuwait.
Tropical Depression Grace is dumping lots of rain to earthquake-damaged Haiti. In Florida, Tropical Storm Fred is approaching with lots of rain as well. Ken Graham is director of the National Hurricane Center.
Tallahassee, over towards Perry, eventually places like southern Georgia, they're going to see all this tropical moisture.
A third tropical system is swirling around Bermuda. Some Texas counties and school districts remain defiant and kept in place mask mandates for students and others, despite rulings a day earlier by the Texas Supreme Court stopping mask mandates in two of the largest counties in the nation. Masks are required at Dallas schools. This is AP News. People in Britain who came into contact with someone with a coronavirus will not have to self-isolate if they have their shots or if they're under 18.
The change, which has just come into effect, has been welcomed by businesses throughout the country. Many companies have suffered staff shortages as a result of the requirement for people to spend 10 days in quarantine if they have been in contact with a positive case. People are still advised, though, not compelled, to take a PCR test if they find out they've been in contact with a positive case. People who test positive will still be legally required to self-isolate, however. Karen Chamas, London.
Cardinal Raymond Burke, one of the Catholic Church's most outspoken conservatives and a vaccine skeptic, says he has the coronavirus, and his staff says he's breathing through a ventilator. The Washington Post and the St. Louis Post-Dispatch report the 73-year-old Burke became infected during a visit to Wisconsin and was hospitalized there. Burke tweeted he's resting comfortably. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.